Welcome back to Lloyd's Everyday Podcast. Welcome back, everybody. How are you doing today? This is Lloyd here, and you're listening to Lloyd's Everyday Podcast. You knew that. All right. Hope everybody is having a lovely day. Today, we are going to travel to another country again. In a previous podcast, we went to India. That was the last one. We've also been to Albania. We visited a follower in Syria. And today, we are going to South Korea. We're going to meet one of my students on Skype. By the way, if you are interested in joining me in a private or group class on Skype, just send me an email to info@englishwithlloyd.com if you're interested. So Hemi Lee is one of my students on Skype, and today we had a little chat. So without further ado, why don't we go and meet my student?
Hello.
Hello, Miss Hemi Lee. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. I'm good.
Long time no see.
It has been a month since you left Korea.
It has, yeah. I meant long time no see in terms of Skype. I just talked to you a few minutes ago.
Yes.
Yeah. I was in Korea about a month ago, but let's quickly introduce everybody to you. So who are you? How do I know you? Let us know. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm Hemi Lee from South Korea, and I'm now working for Family Shops as a manager, and I used to be a TV presenter as a freelancing, and I met Lloyd from an application called HelloTalk, which gives you opportunity to connect with many other people, international people around the world.
Exactly. I think what it was I posted on HelloTalk, I said, I'm looking for some students on Skype, right?
I saw some of your videos, educational videos for English, and I liked it. And I thought you got something for teaching. So I kept in touch with you, and when I knew that you gonna open a class program, open English program, I joined you.
Well, I think I've told you before, but you were my my first online student. Oh. So it was actually, you are very, very special. Don't get a big head, but you're pretty special because
any prize.
Sorry?
Any prize for that?
no prize. But you're pretty special because you were the first online student that that I taught. And at that time, I think I've told you, I was working at a school in Barcelona.
Yeah, in Spain.
And it was time. I was having quite a difficult time. And I was thinking, because, you know, it's a low salary, high cost of living. It was a pretty difficult time. And I thought, okay, I need to.
Pretty personal.
It's fine. But
it's okay.
I said, okay, I need to start this online thing, right? Because I'd always been putting it off. And then I thought, okay. And then I put out an advert, I think, but just like a little post in HelloTalk. Mm-hmm. And you replied. Mm-hmm. And you were the first. And then after you, then I got some other students sign up. And it was great. So you are very important person, but don't get a big head.
I feel flattered.
Yeah. Well, no more flattery for you. I'm done. I'm finished. But the link that we have is Korea, right? So South Korea, of course. So as many followers know, probably, I used to live in South Korea, and you are from South Korea. And tell us a little bit about where you're from exactly.
I'm actually living in Suwon, which is an hour drive away place from Seoul.
And it's quite a coincidence because I used to
I used to live in
Yes,
Suwon. So
right.
we spoke for the first time. I'm not sure if it's the first time, but maybe the second or third time. I asked you, where in Korea are you? And you said, I'm in Suwon.
Yeah,
It's like, oh, I used to live there.
foreigners, they mostly have no idea where it is and what it is. So what is famous for Suwon?
So Suwon is about an hour away from the capital city, Seoul, right? And yeah, it has some history, has some interesting things to check out. Would you like to tell us about them?
Should I? Don't actually, it's not my hometown. I don't know historic background about Suwon, but it has many people. It's quite big, and it's economically flourished because it has Samsung complex.
Yes, right.
Yeah,
So
but
it's basically the headquarters for Samsung, right?
right, electronics, and we also have semiconductor in the nearby in nearby nearby so it's good city, it's a good city, and we have more trees, we have some places to visit.
Yeah, there's the Hwasong Fortress. What is that exactly, the Hwasong Fortress? Tell us now. Tell us everything you know.
In long time ago, they needed to protect themselves from some foreign
Invaders?
invasion. So they built this big walls, but it's not as big as the Great Wall
It's kind
in
of like
China. It's
it's kind of
small.
like a mini, yeah, if you imagine the Great Wall of China, excuse me, it's kind of like a mini version, kind of, right?
Yes, but it is pretty because of that, and it has pond in front of it, in the middle of the fortress, and it's not really small. If you
It's pretty long. I mean,
yeah,
obviously not as long
to
as the Great Wall,
finish
but
the track,
it's
it will take about 3 hours or so.
So yeah, it's a lovely place to go for a walk. If you're ever in Korea and you go to Suwon, if you find yourself in Suwon, Hwasong Fortress is probably the most famous place, right? In Suwon.
In Suwon,
Yeah,
yes.
in Suwon. So of course,
It's worth visiting.
it's cool, but probably if you go to, you probably would go to Seoul or Busan, right? Or maybe Jeju.
But remember, I don't recommend that in the wintertime, because last time I got this visitor from Canada, and I sent my friends to to the fortress in the winter, very cold, windy, and it was not a
Yeah.
good choice.
That was quite difficult for me to adjust to. The Korean weather is super, super cold. Much colder than England. And yeah, it's very cold. So probably what would you say is the best season to visit Korea?
I bet it's spring and autumn, not summer. Summer is quite boiling.
Yeah, so it's real extremes, right? So summer is super, super hot. Staying super
Extreme.
extremely hot and humid, and then winter is so cold. But spring and autumn are beautiful. So, but they're getting, as people always say these days, they're getting so short now, spring and autumn, right?
But don't worry too much about the summertime. We got AC. Good AC
Yeah,
system.
right. But you don't want to spend your time indoors next to the aircon, right? So yeah, definitely. If you go to Korea, which months do you think would be the best to visit South Korea?
From my view, it's September, because
Okay, so
you have a lot of,
from your point of view, September.
yeah, from my point of view, and you like April, don't you?
Yeah, well, yeah, I was in April's very nice. Yeah, I
Because of
just
the cherry blossom.
yeah, so the cherry blossoms in South Korea in around April. So I was in Korea
April, May,
last
also good.
month. April is very nice. The cherry blossoms are beautiful, but they only last for about 2 weeks, right? So you blink and you miss them. And I was kind of lucky. I was kind of lucky actually this time because I came, when did I come? I came sort of the end of March this year to visit. And the cherry blossoms bloomed
just
kind of
have
early,
been started.
Kind of earlier than usual, right? A few
because,
weeks earlier than usual.
I didn't have give much attention about it, so maybe it
so
varies every
you
season.
Didn't pay much attention to it, and but so for you it doesn't matter. But for a lot of people, they would plan to visit Korea, kind of like me. I luckily planned a bit earlier, but some people would go maybe middle of April, and then maybe they would have missed it.
Yes, for sure. It's just ended. It ends in the 1st of April, like first
but on,
week.
When I researched online, it said sort of, yeah, come over middle of April and you can see the cherry blossoms. But it was they would already have been gone. Some
it's
people would be
wrong
very,
information
would
to
be very,
you
would be very disappointed. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the Korean government website, I think. Oh, sorry, what were we going to say?
By the way, this year cherry blossom season was quite short because of it rained a lot. You remember that?
Yeah. It went really fast.
It's cold, so windy, and rained a lot.
Yeah. The weather got better after the cherry blossoms went away, which was
around
kind of
the
annoying.
Time you leave.
Yeah. I think I brought the English weather with me. Speaking of England, you.
Yes.
Used to live in England, right?
Yeah, shortly. About
for a short
3 months.
For a short time, right?
Oh, for a short time, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that, because obviously you have a very nice, good level of English, and a lot of people might be curious about how did you reach that level.
It's just okay level. I just studied English in the university. So
okay.
That's for sure. I speak some amount, a good level of English. But I got really, my English skill got really rusty after graduation because I don't really have any chance to use it in my daily lives, in my daily life here.
Uh-huh.
When I work.
Yeah, no, I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah. So I went to England in 2016. When I was a sophomore in a university.
2016?
Yes.
So 2016, are you sure?
No, it was a mistake. It was 2006.
Okay, I was going to say that chronology doesn't quite work. So you were in England in 2006?
Yes.
Okay, tell us a little bit about your time in England.
It was around summertime, and that year, UK has this strange heat wave. Very extraordinary.
That sounds very unusual for England.
Yes, England is normally, it's cool in the summer, right?
It depends, you know. It's very hit and miss. Sometimes it's very nice. Sometimes you don't even realize it's summer. You know, it's very, very up and down, very hit or miss. Yeah. But when you were there, the weather was very good.
Yeah. Not good. No.
It's not good.
It's over 40 degrees. See, if you're used to Celsius degrees,
40 degrees. 40.
40. Over 40.
In
that
England?
Year, yeah, it was strangely high that year.
It rings a bell now that you mention that. I seem to remember, I wasn't in England at the time, but I do remember hearing about that. That must have been one of the hottest summers on record, I guess. Anyway, so you were there, it was really hot?
Uh-huh, it was really hot, but everywhere, every place I go to, I went to, didn't have air conditioner or they didn't turn on. That was weird.
So your only experience of England was during a really hot time.
Yes. So what I did was when the weather was really hot, I went to Tesco or Asda, you know, Asda,
Of
the big
course.
mart
So,
in
just
England.
for those who don't know, Tesco and Asda are two of the
Yeah.
biggest supermarkets in the UK.
Supermarket and especially dairy product place or meat places. So there you can have some chill air.
Oh, okay. So you went into the supermarket to cool down.
Yes. 'Cause even bank or school, they don't turn on AC. They didn't.
Wow. So you were sweating your
That
I was
was
about
really strange. Even though they had it, they didn't turn them on. In Korea, people even use it in early summer, so we don't have to sweat like a dog.
That's pretty weird. Okay. That's a strange impression I don't think anybody's ever had the memory of England being so hot. That's
But
a
I
strange one.
heard of this somewhere that they don't need to turn on AC normally because it's cool every year. It was strange case that year. So
Yeah.
they don't like to turn it on or maintain the AC.
Yeah, we don't really have. It's not very common to have air conditioning, I think, in England, or something. It's not so common, yeah. And we don't really have many swimming pools as well. Yeah. Anyway, so you were in England 2006, and
Yes.
would you say that how long were you there for?
For 3 months.
For 3 months, and would you say that time something that really helped you to improve your English?
No.
No. Okay, it didn't.
Definitely not, but I learned English since I was I have learned English since I was middle school student, like the other students in Korea. But these days, a lot of people, a lot of kids, they learn from early age. So, and I went to university, so that's where I could improve my English dramatically.
All right, from middle school up to university, and even today with me, so
Yeah.
what do you
So,
think is the tip that you can give people about learning English?
When I was in the middle school, I didn't have many chances to talk, speak English in the real life, as I just learned by textbook. But when I entered the university, I had much more chances to talk to foreigners, foreign professors, foreign friends. So that's the time I improved my English a few months.
So you have quite a few foreign friends as well in Korea,
Oh
right?
yeah. Yes.
And does that help you as well, having foreign friends to talk to in English, to regularly practice your English?
Yes, if you have many foreign friends, it will help. These days, I don't talk to them a lot as I'm busy. But if you have any, if you're open-minded and if you get any chance to meet them and go to it, go any social gathering with foreign friends, join it. It will help a lot.
And also we mentioned HelloTalk before. I think HelloTalk is a really good way to do that as well. If you don't have any opportunities to meet native English speakers, maybe in your city, in your country, online, using something like HelloTalk could
Yes,
be a good option, right?
it must be. Even though there are some people who have bad intention for sure, but there are also people who have good intention, like they want to exchange languages or cultures. So yeah, that will be a good pool. You can also get what you want from.
Definitely, yeah. And Facebook as well. Facebook is also a good place, you know. It's a good place to practice as well.
All right, Miss, like every day, English.
A good example off the top of my head is Lloyd's Everyday English. I think is a very, it's the first one that comes to mind. Yeah, a good place to practice with people. All right, Hemi, thank you very much for your time. By the way, I don't think we mentioned something very funny. The shop which you work in, or one of the shops which you manage, what is the name again? What is the name of the shop?
It's Lloyd.
It's a great name. And the same spelling. Wow. It's meant to be. It's meant to be. All right. Do you have anything to say to everybody around the world before we finish?
It is very pleasant to meet people, by voice like this. It's fun experience. I hope to talk to you again like this.
That was really cool. Yeah. I mean, we've had, obviously you in South Korea. Last person was in India. You listened to that one, right? The little boy in India, YouTuber. I've spoken to a follower in Syria, yeah. Albania. So I think it's really cool if we, meet as many
people. Hopefully more people can join more and, share their cultures.
Exactly. All right, Hemi, thank you so much for your time, and talk to you in our class very soon.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, that is about it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed our little journey over to South Korea. We are really moving around the world quite quickly, huh? We've been to Syria, we've been to Albania, we've been to India, and now we've been to South Korea. Where are we going to go next? I would love to have you on, actually. So if you would like to join me on the podcast, feel free to send me a private message on Facebook. My Facebook page is EnglishWithLloyd.com. We also have a Facebook group, Lloyd's Everyday English, or you can send me an email to info@EnglishWithLloyd.com. You can choose whichever way to contact me, but it would be really cool to talk to you, get to know you and your country and your culture and anything else you want to talk about. All right, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you next time.